Tuttle, your weekly inside look into Cedar Falls, Waterloo Columbus, Waterloo East, and Waterloo West football with the coaches who lead your favorite teams. And now, from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls, here's your host, Mark Simpson.
And good evening and welcome to the Coach's Huddle, live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls on 1650 The Fan. Hi, this is Mark Simpson. Join me for the next hour as I talk with the Metro High School football coaches to find out how their teams are doing and what's in store for them. Coach's Huddle, it's brought to you by Community Buick, GMC, Brad McCunniff, State Farm Insurance, Clark & Associates, Prosthetics and Orthotics, Air Services, Heating and Cooling, the Waterloo Columbus Booster Club, Greenwood Pharmacy, Bill Caldwell Ford, and our great host, Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. Well, here we are heading into week 9 of the high school football season. This is it for the Coach's Huddle, our final program of the year. And tonight on the Coach's Huddle, we'll hear from Cedar Falls coach Brad Remmer. 5A, 7th-ranked Tigers are coming off an exciting 17-14 upset win over Cedar Rapids Kennedy last week. Now we'll recap that game and preview Friday's road contest at Davenport West. Waterloo East coach DeCarlos Anderson will fill us in on what took place in the Trojans' 56-20 loss to Waverly Shellrock last week. And we'll look ahead to the Trojans' season finale Friday night at Decorah. Waterloo West coach Lonnie Moore will join us and talk about the Wallhawks' 44-0 loss at Iowa City Liberty and scout Friday night's home game against Ottumwa. And Waterloo Columbus coach Brad Schmidt will fill us in on Class 1A 7th-ranked Columbus's 19-6 win at South Hardin and then break down Friday night's first-round playoff game at home against Pocahontas area. Good show lined up. We're excited. Last show of the season again. And we're looking forward to talking to the coaches here in just a bit. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back with Cedar Falls head coach Brad Remmer right after we take this quick TO. This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan.
Where are you going to watch all the big games? Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls. The number one place to catch all the games and your favorite team. There's not a bad seat in the house as you view the game on one of their over 50 TVs. Plus, enjoy one of Pepper's famous mouth-watering appetizers, meals, and refreshments. All the top games are always on. Open daily at 11. Northeast Iowa's unique sports bar is Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls.
When you want a dealer who has it all, you want Community Buick GMC. Our biggest selection, our lowest prices and payments, and our biggest savings. Plus, shopping for a vehicle online is easy as 1, 2, 3 with our shop, click, drive option. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery at Community Buick GMC in front of Lowe's in Waterloo, online at communitybuickgmc.com. GMC, we are professional grade, experience the new Buick.
This is Dan Knipp with Air Services Heating and Air Conditioning. We focus a lot on customer relationships. Probably 80 to 90% of our customers are return customers. We provide both commercial and residential installations or replacements. A lot of our business is referral work. We put a lot of work in the front end, value and quality of installation and systems. You can find us on the web, airservicesHVAC.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just give us a call at 319-287-5858, and we'd love to hear from you.
Go Sailors! If you're a Sailor fan, then you should be a booster. The Columbus Catholic Booster Club wants you. Be part of a positive organization that supports school spirit and helps our young people in all extracurricular activities. Become a booster member today and help the Sailors. Visit cvcatholic.org for more information. Proud to support our very involved students, the Columbus Catholic Booster Club.
Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics has been providing quality patient care for over 50 years. I'm Dennis Clark, founder and president of Clark & Associates. Our staff works to create lasting relationships with patients, their families, and caregivers. We focus on each individual patient's abilities and utilize the latest technology available to ensure the best possible outcome. Visit clarkpo.com today. We're Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics, with you every step of the way.
Like football, you never know when things can go wrong. When life gives you a fumble, you know you can feel protected with State Farm. Hi, I'm Brad McCunniff, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls. Trust me to take care of all your auto, home, and life insurance needs. So when life tackles you, remember you have a good backup plan to get you back into the game with Brad McCunniff, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls.
Hey, welcome back. This is the Coach's Huddle. We're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls as we get ready for week 9 of the high school football season. Last show of the Coach's Huddle tonight here at Pepper's. Joining us now is the head coach for the Cedar Falls Tigers, Brad Remmert. Tigers coming off one of their best wins of the year as they beat Cedar Rapids Kennedy last Friday. 17-14. Kennedy at the time was ranked number 4 in the state in 5A. And Coach, was that the most satisfying win for you this season?
It was a big win for our program. And you want to defend home turf in the dome. And we were 3-0 coming into that. Had a big challenge in front of us. They got a good team and they were on a roll winning 5 straight. And so, yes, for our program, our players, our coaches, everybody involved, that was definitely a big win and one of the best of the season for us.
Final regular season game at the Unidome for Cedar Falls. But you told me beforehand last week on the show, there wasn't that much emphasis about that going into that game.
You know, it wasn't. It was one of the things that I think it was more emotional for the coaches maybe that have spent so much time there. But, the kids, they know what's going on. They read. They look at social media and the posts out there, home in the dome last year. And they wanted to put their stamp on the deal going out with a positive win. And what a heck of a game to do it, 17-14 against a quality team.
It was the 280th regular season or playoff game at the Dome for the Tigers, and it was a good one. The Tigers jumped out to a 7-0 lead. They got good field position and marched down the field from about 50-yard line, and it's Tate Hermanson, your quarterback, hooking up with Cade Corbett on a 15-yard touchdown pass. Beautiful catch and throw.
Yeah, it was. We needed to get off to a good start. Our defense got a stop. We got a good punt return, got out to midfield there. And defense played well all night. But they set that deal up, and we went down, marched the ball down the field with a lot of Drake Gelhaus runs. And then all of a sudden we come in with a throw, and Tate put it on the money to Cade Corbett, made a nice catch and put us up 7-0.
Cade's becoming a good weapon for you.
He is, and he's kind of coming into his own. He's getting used to playing football again. He didn't play last year as a junior, so it takes time. And our terminology and some of the things we're doing, you just don't jump out there and all of a sudden you're doing everything right. And he's getting better and peaking at the right time, per se.
We're talking with Brad Remmert, Cedar Falls head football coach, here on the Coach's Huddle. Kennedy comes back to tie the game at 7. Right, final minutes of the second quarter, your defense comes up with a big play. I think it's Andrew Lagescholte forcing a fumble. Robin Cook recovers, and that leads to a Cale Harms 36-yard field goal. Put you ahead at halftime, 10-7. And looking back later, those were big points.
Yeah, absolutely. Knowing you're going to get the ball to start the second half, too, I think that was a big emphasis there. Lagescholte made a nice play, knocking it out. Robin recovered it. And you want to turn that into a touchdown if you can. It didn't happen, but we feel comfortable putting Harmsey out there, and he did a great job of hitting another field goal from 36 yards out. So I like what he's doing, that combination, Stephen snapping to Toby Julian McCleary, and then Harms kicking has been pretty good for us.
Okay, and then in the third quarter, the Tigers take a 10-point lead, and it's Hermanson finding Logan Rowe, another beautiful pass and catch from 12 yards out, and you're up 17-7.
Yeah, and that was big. And if you go back and you look at kind of the setup on that deal, we got a pick from Nolan Plagey.
Yeah.
Ball was at our 20-yard line, and then we had to drag one out for Mitch and Gene, Coach Doyle and Coach Mitchell, the old halfback pass, the old rat-a-tat-tat. What do you think of that? type deal. And we had Gurdes in there throwing, which I don't think anybody thought in the building he was going to throw it. And we always kid him. He throws it like a javelin. But he stuck in there, throw a nice pass down to Rowe, and that kind of flipped the field for us. And then we drove it down there, and then Hermanson, what a nice pass he had in the corner there to Logan Rowe to put us up 17-7.
I thought maybe you were going to take momentum with the ball game, but Kennedy got a good kickoff return. That led to a touchdown at 17-14, and then your defense coming through with some big stops, in particular Caleb Whelan with an interception in the end zone to prevent a Kennedy drive.
Yeah, absolutely. And Kennedy was driving. And if you look back there, I know we had talked earlier a little bit about there was one play in there where the offensive lineman picked their running back up and literally carried him for 10 or 15 yards, something I hadn't seen in 29 yards and, in 29 years of coaching. That 350-pounder picked him up and carried him for 15 yards. They did go back and snap. It was kind of interesting. The explanation I've got on it was a little bit odoriferous, but we'll move on from that. But the thing is, they say sometimes the ball never lies or whatever in sports. Well, Caleb came up with a big pick after that and put us in position to win the football game.
Brad Remmert, head coach Cedar Falls, our guest here on the Coach's Huddle. And the Tigers are able to come away with the victory 17-14 as they hold off Kennedy at the end, including an important stop on 4th-and-2 late in the game. And who are the players of the game for Cedar Falls?
We had a lot of kids play well. On the offensive side of the ball, Jake Peters, our offensive tackle, had a real good game for us. Offensive back was Dre Gelhaus. He ended up with a big night, 143 yards rushing. The wide receiver is Logan Rowe. You mentioned the plays he made. He had a big reception on the halfback pass, had the touchdown in the corner of the end zone. Defensive lineman was Drew Campbell. He had a big matchup going against another kid that's a D1 kid, and we moved him around a little bit. But, man, he had an excellent game for us, had 3.5 tackles for a loss. Drew Gurdes was in on 10 tackles. Caleb Whelan, you mentioned, with the interception. Special team player was Ben Back, as he's a reserve running back. But, boy, he plays well on those special teams. He's down making plays and been a real plus for us. And then the two reserve players, Kai Smith, came in and played some tight end. And then Avery Herrick is a kid that doesn't play a lot of downs for us on defense, but what a great job he does in practice. And he's there every day and working to get our team better.
A great win for Cedar Falls on senior night and a nice way to send off those 28 seniors.
Yeah, absolutely. You want them to have a good memory on senior night, and to get it against the fourth-ranked team was a big accomplishment for these kids.
Yeah, those kids weren't leaving the field anytime soon.
No, and our student section came down. Our student section was very loud, which we needed throughout the game, and they came down and shared that with them. And again, big group of seniors. Last year we had about 19, and this year we had 28 of them. And for them to go undefeated in the Dome this year at home is a big deal for them. And just to end that last home game in the regular season with a victory is something they're going to remember forever.
Brad Remmer, Cedar Falls head football coach, our guest here on the Coach's Huddle. All right, you're 5-3 going into the final game of the regular season. What's the playoff picture look like for Cedar Falls?
Well, you looked at the RPI this week, and we're sitting at number 9. So you got to be in the top 8 to get a home game. And we talked to the kids, everybody wants to know about scenarios and this and that. Right now, I told them, you're 9. The only thing you control is going out and playing well against Davenport West, and you got to go out and get a win on the road on a lengthy road trip. And the other stuff's just, it's going to fall into place one way or the other. We can't do anything about it, so let's get our team better this week and make sure that we go into any sort of postseason play with a lot of momentum.
You played Davenport West, who has the same record as you. They're 5-3, and we're being told this is the first ever appearance for Cedar Falls at Brady Street Stadium.
Yeah, it's they got a nice stadium. It's kind of like a shared deal, like Kingston and in Cedar Rapids, and it's a nice field. And this first time we're going to be there. First time I've ever played there. I've been down there and scouted a game, but never actually coached a game down there. So that'll be new to us. And we're playing a team that's 5-3. And you look at where they're at. They're 16th in the RPI. Top 16 teams make it. So they're fighting for their playoff life. So we know we're going to get the best shot that the Falcons from Davenport West have.
They're coming off a 14-8 win against Hempstead. They have a running back, Jordan Tate, who's nearing 1,000 yards for the year, and he's found the end zone 12 times.
Yeah, you look at that 14-8 game. That was in a monsoon last week outside, a big, huge rainstorm. I mean, everybody in Iowa was getting that played outdoors last week, played in a bunch of rain, and they managed to come away with that 14-8 win. But, yeah, their tailback, 885 yards. Their quarterback's thrown for about 1,100 yards. And I look at, they got two receivers. One has over 400 yards, the other guy 300. So they're very capable offensively. What they've done, that program, they've made improvements. They were a playoff team at 7-2 last year and fighting to get into the playoffs this year. So Davenport West is a much improved team.
What will be the keys? Because Cedar Falls, you'll admit, has kind of struggled on the road this year.
Yeah, we had a better recipe last time at Dubuque Senior. I thought we played much better coming out of the chute. And I think that's the start for us. Even you saw this the other night. For us to get points early is big for us offensively and for a team, for the confidence part of it. So I think starting fast there, we got to eliminate some of the mental errors. We had opportunities to put maybe more points on the board against Kennedy, and we had some mental errors that kept us from doing that. And I think turnovers is the other thing. Defensively, when we get turnovers and force the other team to turn it over, we're pretty good. So we've got to be able to key in on those things as we go down for a very important Week 9 road game.
It seems to me, you know, this team, like any team, it's not perfect, but they're able to correct mistakes.
Yeah, and they're coachable in what we're doing. And, you know, you're to the benefit of that huddle sideline, being able to see stuff and visualize it and then try and get it corrected. But that's the thing. We just got to go play solid football, and nothing's going to be perfect for us, but let's be the best version of what we can be and see if we can put this team in a position to go out and get a win and build some momentum for the playoffs.
Brad Remmer, he's the head coach of Cedar Falls in his 19th year. Picked up his 166th victory last Friday with that win against Kennedy. And, Coach, final question this year on the Coach's Huddle for you, our question of the night. Football, tremendous commitment. You're away from your family, your wife. What makes it worth it for you? I mean, what's your favorite thing about coaching?
See kids succeed, I think, is the biggest thing. It's you know, you talk about winning. There's different ways of winning. You know, I think some of the times, you know, I look back at some of the years where maybe we weren't expected to win as many games. Right away, 2006 comes out to mind, and we ended up in the quarterfinals with that team. So taking teams and watching the kids become successful, I think, is awesome. And then seeing them later down the road be successful in what they're doing, I think that's the rewarding part of why we do what we do. It's not a big money maker. Being a high school football coach, and that there's no NIL deals and things like that for us, but just seeing the kids be successful in not only on the field but later in life and what they do is pretty rewarding.
Well, Brad Remmer, good luck. You can hear Friday's game on Cruisin' KCFI 1250 AM, 105.1 FM. Thank you so much for your help all season long here in the Coach's Huddle.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys, and 1650. I want to thank Peppers here for hosting us, and then all the sponsors. We couldn't do this and promote Metro football without you. So a big shout-out to everybody that makes this thing happen.
All right. Thank you so much. Brad Remmer, head football coach with the Cedar Falls Tigers. And on the way next, we'll talk Waterloo East football to Carlos Anderson. Will join us in just a bit. We're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. This is the Coach's Huddle, 1650 The Fan.
Buying pre-owned just got better with the Caldwell Commitment. Now, all qualifying pre-owned vehicles come with a 12-month, 12,000-mile comprehensive warranty and a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Plus, you get a vehicle history report, our 117-point inspection, and even a complimentary paint and glass protection to keep your new ride shining like the day you bought it. And when it's time for maintenance, ask about our pickup and delivery service. Bill Caldwell Ford, clearly a better place.
Your health is no small matter, and you deserve care you can trust. Look no further than the friendly people at Greenwood Pharmacy in Waterloo. Greenwood Pharmacy provides quality and personal service for all your pharmaceutical and compounding needs. Plus, they also offer select home care equipment, vitamin supplements, and health and beauty supplies. Greenwood Pharmacy has helped thousands of people lead healthier, better lives, and would love to do the same for you and your family. Greenwood Pharmacy, 2104 Kimball Avenue. Care you can trust.
Kevin Kugler here from Westwood One. Join Mike Mayock and me this week for Thursday Night Football from New Orleans when the 3-3 Saints host the 4-2 Jaguars. Jacksonville is looking for their first ever win at the Superdome and hoping quarterback Trevor Lawrence will be back and healthy after last week's knee injury. Don't miss any of the action of the Jags at the Saints on Thursday Night Football.
Coverage begins at 6:30 on 1650 The Fan.
Where are you going to watch all the big games? Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls, the number one place to catch all the games and your favorite team. There's not a bad seat in the house as you view the game on one of their over 50 TVs. Plus, enjoy one of Pepper's famous mouth-watering appetizers, meals, and refreshments. All the top games are always on. Open daily at 11. Northeast Iowa's unique sports bar is Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls.
Bring smiles to all when shopping online with Dell Technologies Gift Guide. Whether it's for the artist, the entrepreneur, the student, or the streamer, you'll find the perfect gift for everyone on your list. Dell.com/giftguide makes gifting easy with a carefully curated selection of our best tech. Shop now to explore our innovative PCs like the XPS 13 laptop, powered by the latest Intel Core processors, plus this season's top accessories. Visit Dell.com/giftguide today to get a jump on your holiday gift list. That's Dell.com/giftguide.
This is Dan Knipp with Air Services Heating and Air Conditioning. We focus a lot on customer relationships. Probably 80 to 90% of our customers are return customers. We provide both commercial and residential installations or replacements. A lot of our business is referral work. We put a lot of work in the front end value and quality of installation and systems. You can find us on the web, airservicesHVAC.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just give us a call at 319-287-5858 and we'd love to hear from you.
Welcome back. We are coming live, local, late breaking. This is the Coach's Huddle on Pepper's Grill from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls. Mark Simpson with you. Just talked to Brad Remmert, head football coach for Cedar Falls. If you missed that interview or you want to hear the entire Coach's Huddle show tomorrow morning, download tonight's podcast at 1650thefan.com. DeCarlos Anderson, the head coach for Waterloo East, is our guest now, the second-year head coach for the Trojans. Last Friday, hosted Waverly Shell Rock in Class 4A District 2 play, and in the rain, it was the Gohawks winning 56-20. And, Coach, you hurt yourself. You said it so many times this year, when you don't make those mistakes, you guys are competitive, but some fumbles in that first quarter and Gohawks took advantage of it, jumped on you 21-0.
Yep. Again, it's been the story of our season, man. Again, I think that just, those are things that, we're working to improve at the program is just, just discipline, right? Just being fundamentally sound and things of that nature. Again, as you said, it's been a story of our season. So, did a good job first possession on defense, held them in third and long situation. We blown coverage, and they score off that, get the ball back. Actually drop a deep ball, next play, running back fumbles, and then they score, just short yardage situation, and then next possession again, fumble snap. So 21-0, man, within the first, 6 minutes, 6-7 minutes of the game.
Now, both teams had to play in the rain, but was the rain a factor for the fumbles?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, there's some ball security issues with the weather, but I think also those are mistakes that could have been avoided as well. There's a quarterback to handoff, quarterback to running back exchange, and then the snap to the quarterback, he just took his eye off the ball and just fell out of his hands. So.
Well, you do get a touchdown to get within 14 is Vari Clark, 65-yard touchdown run. It's 21-7, but then Gohawks are able to pull away. They lead 42-14 at halftime. They go on for the victory. Landon Sewell, your senior quarterback, he picks up a touchdown on a 21-yard run, and he also throws a 23-yard touchdown pass to Keandre Owens with the scoring for the Trojans. Adan Muhammad, 2 catches, 52 yards. Talked about him a couple weeks ago. Now he's set the record for most receptions in a season,
yeah.
But How about yardage in a season?
Yeah, he's close with yardage. And so, you know, at this point, he's, I believe he's 88. I think it's 88 yards away from the single season all-time East High record, which has been in existence for almost 40 years, man. So Darius Loveless has that record, who's actually a good friend of mine, his older brother. And then he's 51 on top of that, away from 1,000 yards, which has never been done in East High history. And I don't even know if there's been a receiver from Waterloo that has eclipsed the 1,000-yard mark. So, you know, again, I mean, I think those are some personal goals. Landon is a couple hundred yards away from breaking Dylan Reyes' single-season record and 400 yards away from 2,000-yard passer, which has to happen at East High. And so, you know, some personal goals, very, very lofty. But, again, I think, you know, just those are the things that we're preaching to really keep the kids motivated to come out and play hard this last game.
Carlos Anderson is the head coach of Waterloo East, our guest here on the Coach's Huddle. Isaac Lomas, he's had a good, I think, second half of the season. He had 11 tackles in your ball game against Waverly Shell Rock.
Yeah, Isaac, you know, great kid, man. Probably one of our tougher guys. You know, he's a wrestler, you know what I mean? So he has that appropriate demeanor, man, to be a good football player. And if I'm correct, man, he's one of the top tacklers in 4A, you know what I mean, for the state as well. So he's put together a pretty good season, man, and really looking forward to it, Mark. That we'll be returning a lot of starters next year, man. Mm-hmm. And I think that, for me, that's something that I'm really excited for. We'll have opportunity to get off season, so this will be off season number two. So I think that, you know, be a good chance of us getting better, and preparing for the next year.
Well, unfortunately, he couldn't send the seniors off with a win at Memorial Stadium. But this Friday, another chance as for a victory as you play at Decorah, your final regular season game. Decorah, good season. They're 5-3. They're coming off a loss to Western Dubuque, 28-7. And Decorah, like a lot of teams in Northeast Iowa, really provide you a lot of problems with a physical style, and they like to come right at you with when they run the ball.
Yep. Again, I think that's just where we are, and that's why the offseason is important, man. We got to get in the weight room, got to get stronger. They're just going to come downhill. They're a good ball club. I know they were ranked at one point in time. I don't know if they, I know they lost to Marion, and so I don't know where that dropped them off in the rankings. But, it's one of the things where I think both sides of the ball, man, because we've had times where we struggle to run ourselves, right? And so the trenches, man, is indicative of like where your time has been and how much you've been invested in that weight room, right? And so I think that's something that for us, we're definitely, we're not being shy about it, right? We're not really trying to deny the fact that, hey, our kids got to get a lot stronger, and that's something that we are working on, every day, right? So looking forward, like I said before, we're looking forward to next year. There's been some good things. We got a couple of victories, and our team GPA is improving, right, Mark? So, like I said, those are the things that, for me, I celebrate as victories,
And for practice this week, heading into the final game of the season, seems like the kids still have a very good attitude.
Yeah, I we were talking about that, the coaching staff and just with the trainers and everybody involved, is that, the difference between this year and last year. Still got a bunch of guys showing up and getting ready to go for the last game. And so I think that's, again, man, I think that's just, a quick and really, really, just very thorough synopsis of the program, is that we're going in the right direction. Because now kids are still, they're still buying in, they're still invested in finishing the year out, right? And I think last year, we seen a major drop off of, the last game. Yeah. A lot of guys getting ready to go into their next season and things of that nature. So we still getting pretty good attendance, and kids have been coming and working hard still and just preparing. And so my thing is just that it's probably we have anything to lose, right? I feel like we have some talent, and we can go out there and let's make the core have to work for their spot,
DeCarlos Anderson, he's the head coach for Waterloo East. And final question here this year, Coach, on the Coach's Huddle. This is our question of the night. Now, football, big-time commitment for you. I mean, you're gone a lot. You have to deal with a lot of things people don't understand. What makes it worth it to you? What's your favorite thing about coaching?
Man, I think because I've been doing this for so long, Mark, and I think that for me, it's always the when they talk about like putting price on things, and so you know, but the benefit and the that you get from a lot of the young men that you work with later in life, right? And I think that we're talking about that now. You know, this conversation came up because a lot of the fruits of our labor, man, we would never realize it at this point in time, right? And sometimes you come and think about this really being really hard, difficult. Even my wife, man, she was very supportive of me doing this because I knew that she knew the time commitment. And so, I mean, the biggest thing and the greatest thing is that, you know, so many times for a lot of young men, because I've been coaching for so long, you know, when they're like 25, 26, they're like, man, coach, you're right. You know, but, you know, everything that you were doing, man, meant a lot. So I think that's what we do it for, man, is for to help a lot of the young folks that we work with see, you know, give them a vision of how best to lead their life, right? And I think sports is such a small moment in time, but, you know, I love sports because it provides such essential life lessons, right? Being on time, working with a team, right? You know, fight through adversity and things of that nature, which I think prepares them for life better than just about anything else, right? And I think that those are the things that I look forward to, and that is why I coach.
Carlos Anderson, thank you so much. You got that East program and headed in the right direction. Best of luck Friday against Decorah, and can't thank you enough for all your help this season here on the Coach's Huddle.
I appreciate it, Mark. Thank you.
Carlos Anderson, Waterloo East Head football coach, our guest here on the Huddle. On the way next, Lonnie Moore, the Waterloo West football coach, will join us. This is the Coach's Huddle coming live from Peppers on 1650 The Fan.
When you want a dealer who has it all, you want Community Buick GMC. Our biggest selection, our lowest prices and payments, and our biggest savings. Plus, shopping for a vehicle online is easy as 1, 2, 3 with our Shop, Click, Drive option. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery at Community Buick GMC in front of Lowe's in Waterloo, online at communitybuickgmc.com. GMC, we are professional grade. Experience the new Buick.
Like football, you never know when things can go wrong. When life gives you a fumble, you know you can feel protected with State Farm. Hi, I'm Brad McCunniff, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls. Trust me to take care of all your auto, home, and life insurance needs. So when life tackles you, remember you have a good backup plan to get you back into the game with Brad McCunniff, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls.
It's college football on the Gridiron Radio Network, and we head to the mountains as the Texas Tech Red Raiders come to BYU to face the Cougars. This Pride of Cougars has Keaton Slovis under center. Tech brings a dynamic offense led by wideout Miles Price, and in the backfield, Taj Brooks.
Give us the running back. He's in the end zone. Touchdown!
Texas Tech at BYU this Saturday on the Gridiron Radio Network.
Pre-game coverage begins at 5:30 right here on The Fan.
Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics has been providing quality patient care for over 50 years. I'm Dennis Clark, founder and president of Clark & Associates. Our staff works to create lasting relationships with patients, their families, and caregivers. We focus on each individual patient's abilities and utilize the latest technology available to ensure the best possible outcome. Visit clarkpo.com today. We're Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics, with you every step of the way.
It's time for the Fall Haul at Northern Tool and Equipment. Get your hands on tough tools at prices that are tough to ignore. Got plans? Cancel them. Trucks in the shop? Borrow someone else's. Don't like saving money? Right. So head to the Fall Haul at Northern Tool. Stock up at the season's biggest event and get huge savings on brands like Milwaukee, Honda, and Ingersoll Rand. Shop at northerntool.com. We're made for this.
Buying pre-owned just got better with the Caldwell Commitment. Now, all qualifying pre-owned vehicles come with a 12-month, 12,000-mile comprehensive warranty and a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Plus, you get a vehicle history report, our 117-point inspection, and even a complimentary paint and glass protection to keep your new ride shining like the day you bought it. And when it's time for maintenance, ask about our pickup and delivery service. Bill Caldwell Ford, clearly a better place.
Welcome back. This is the Coach's Huddle. Mark Simpson with you. Coach's Huddle, brought to you by these wonderful sponsors who have helped us out all season long. Community Buick, GMC, Brad McCunniff, State Farm Insurance, Clark & Associates, Prosthetics and Orthotics, Air Services, Heating and Cooling, the Waterloo Columbus Booster Club, Greenwood Pharmacy, Bill Caldwell Ford, and our great hosts all year long, Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. Right now, Waterloo West head football coach Lonnie Moore is our guest here on the huddle. A tough week last Friday for Waterloo West. They traveled down to Iowa City and a fall to Iowa City Liberty, 44-0 in the rain. And looking at the stats here, that they jumped on you early as they grabbed a 28-0 lead in the first quarter.
Yeah, and all because of us, you know, we just – some reason against good teams, we just don't start off pretty well, and we make some mistakes. We had a blocked punt for a score. We go three and out, they get it, and wide open guy in the end zone. We just, you know, some of those things we got to correct and get better when it comes to those type of teams. We just don't get it figured out right at the beginning, and it puts us down.
Was field position a big problem for you in that first half, Lonnie?
It was. That's, you know, the rain and those things, you couldn't, you know, throw the ball as well as you wanted to, and so you had to depend on your rushing game, but they did a good job of starting the game off well, and I think they got the ball first and kind of drove down a little bit and scored. Then we got the ball and got our punt blocked, and then we was on their side of the field for a long time, so it kind of hurt us a little bit.
Now help me out. Is Iowa City Liberty, you know, kind of a newer school, do they have their own football stadium then?
They do. It's really just a regular stadium, nothing spectacular like Waukee or anything like that, or Dubuque Senior, just a regular stadium. But it's nice. It's a good stadium there. One thing I recognize is the big, beautiful homes right now outside of it. There's some nice homes out there.
And they have a talented quarterback, Graham Beckman, threw for over 2,000 yards last year. He had four touchdown passes. He's a good one.
Really good. And they throw with him, man. And they still threw it out in the rain. I mean, it probably wasn't as successful as he would have been or has been over the season, but they still, that's part of the game. They want to get rid of it. And I just found out, too, on that Friday that Scott is one of the tight ends that played at Iowa, the offensive coordinator, Chandler, mm-hmm. I can't remember. So they threw the ball really well.
All right. Well, night to forget for Waterloo West as they fall 44-0. How's practice this week? Because, you know, it's tough after a loss like that.
Yeah, it's tough because of the loss and also for the team knowing that this could possibly be our last game on Friday. There's a lot of emotions going on. And that's one of the things we talked about, an idea with the team about the emotions. I know everybody got some, seniors probably got some emotions because this might be the last time they put on equipment and play football. Some of the guys, you know, just this is the last year, and they got some juniors that, you know, saying that, hey, maybe we can do it next year. So that kind of emotion going on. So it's a lot of emotions going on, but we had to put that all aside and get ready. There's been some ups and downs this week, but I think our guys was, you know, getting focused and ready to go versus a good Ottumwa team.
How do you handle that when there is a lopsided loss? Do you want the guys just to wipe it off their minds or maybe look at it just for a day? Or how do you handle that?
You know, it's different. Each loss is different. You know, sometimes, you know, I'll just be honest with you, if the team is just that much better than us, then you say, okay, let's move on. But like Friday's game, we want to go look at the mistakes we made. We want to try to get those corrected, you know. So we kind of use that as a learning tool so we can get better the next week. So it just depends on the kind of the team you played or how the loss went.
Lonnie Moore, head coach for Waterloo West, joining us here on the Coach's Huddle. Waterloo West will play their final game of the regular season hosting Ottumwa. Playoff chances still out there for you guys?
You know, I'll be honest with you, it is. Some things have to happen. You know, we first got to take care of what we need to take care of, and that's to beat a good Ottumwa team. Then, you know, some losses here and there can possibly get us in. I mean, it's a slight chance, but as I told my team, nothing happen unless we win on Friday.
All right, then, Coach. Also, a lot to play for on Friday at Memorial Stadium. If you guys come away with the win, you guys can record your first winning season since 2017.
Yeah, and that's, you know, been, what, 3, 4, maybe 5 years we haven't had a winning season there. So that's good for these seniors. And this is a good group of seniors who worked hard throughout the system. Some of these guys we brought up when they were sophomores and even one as a freshman. So they've been through the system for a while. So it'd be great to go out with a win and have a winning record coming out of this year. And then also, they put us in second place in our group, so we'll be right behind Waukee Northwest, and we'll be second in our group, too. So that's something else to look up to.
Ottumwa's 3-5. They're coming off a big win against Des Moines East. They put up a lot of points, 52-32. They have a running back, Cameron Maneri, I think is how you pronounce it. He's near 1,000 yards rushing. He's 905, 8 touchdowns. And tell us about this Bulldogs team you'll face Friday.
Yeah, you know, all those yards they put up 600 last week. 600 rushing yards, let's put it that way. 600 rushing yards last week. Unheard of. And that Cam kid had about 400 or 500 of them. So, you know, he jumped up his stats. But he's their fullback. They run the triple option. And they run it really well. They run it really well. One thing I know is we watched them when they played Waukee Northwest. We struggled moving the ball versus them. But they kind of moved the ball a little bit versus Waukee Northwest. So they do what they do, and they stick to it. They will surprise you on first down, though. They like to do a little counter on first down or throw the ball on first down. But they do a really good job. And it's going to be really challenging for our defense to make sure we are sound fundamentally and everybody know what their job is to try to stop this offense.
Lonnie Moore, the head coach of Waterloo West, our guest here on the Coach's Huddle. Your team right now, you know, as you mentioned earlier, a lot of emotions. You know, it's will this be senior night?
This will be senior night.
Senior night, you know. Got a lot going on here. You know, how do you control the emotions before kickoff?
You know, before kickoff, you just kind of let them fill it out. You know, nothing I can say or do. They're going to have those emotions and go, but we just got to kind of make it as regular as possible. Don't try to change too many things up. It will be the senior night that'll change stuff up, but routine-wise, we'd still do the same thing. We'll have our walkthrough before. We'll get dressed in the locker room, come out and do our stretching and things like that. We won't change it from there, but it's going to be emotional, especially for these 13 guys. We got 13 seniors this year, and it's a really good group. I mean, really good group of seniors, and they really, you know, tight together, really stuck together, and finished it out to get where they at today.
All right, then. Coach, before we let you go, our final question of the season here on the Coach's Huddle for you is, you know, football, major time commitment. You're away from your family, your wife. You deal with a lot of things that people aren't familiar, you know, don't realize. What makes it worth it for you? You know, what's your favorite thing about coaching?
I think my favorite thing about coaching is watching the kids grow up from their ninth grade year to their senior year, just watching them mature, coming in as boys. I like to say coming in as boys, leaving out as men. Also, when they actually leave the program, some of the things they go out and do and jobs they get and going through college or whatever they decide, and they still stay in touch, you know, and especially a big win, I get a text message from one of them, and, you know, big win, coach, good job. That just, it makes you feel good. You know, just this past weekend, I was at one of my former players' wedding, and a lot of my former players were there, and, you know, a lot of them was, you know, they're talking to me, talking about old times and those things. And I think the biggest thing that hit me was it was a kid from Cedar Falls that was there. And he came over to me and said, I never met you, coach, but I hang around these guys. They talk highly about you, you know, and I just wanted to meet you. And that made me feel good. You know, that made me feel good that, you know, those guys know that I put in the blood, sweat, and tears for them and work hard for them. But that's the stuff that's worth it. That makes you come to work every day and make you be ready for the next group and those guys that's coming through.
Well, Lonnie Moore, you and your staff, good luck Friday getting ready for Ottumwa at Memorial Stadium as the Wahawks try to get that first winning season since 2017. And thank you so much for all your help throughout the year here on the Coach's Huddle.
You know, thanks for having us. We want to say thank you guys for this. You know, we love it. Our community loves it. It's a great job for our community. Thanks, Peppers, for hosting it and all the sponsors. Without them, this wouldn't be possible. So, I think this is a great setup. Not too many communities have this, so we're happy to have it. So we appreciate everything you guys do. So thank you, and go Warhawks.
Pleasure is ours. Thank you. Lonnie Moore, head coach for Waterloo West. On the way next, we'll talk Sailor football. They're heading for the playoffs. We'll hear from Brad Schmidt, the head coach for Waterloo Columbus. When we come back, this is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan.
Your health is no small matter, and you deserve care you can trust. Look no further than the friendly people at Greenwood Pharmacy in Waterloo. Greenwood Pharmacy provides quality and personal service for all your pharmaceutical and compounding needs. Plus, they also offer select home care equipment, vitamin supplements, and health and beauty supplies. Greenwood Pharmacy has helped thousands of people lead healthier, better lives, and would love to do the same for you and your family. Greenwood Pharmacy, 2104 Kimball Avenue. Care you can trust.
This is Dan Knipp with Air Services Heating and Air Conditioning. We focus a lot on customer relationships. Probably 80 to 90% of our customers are return customers. We provide both commercial and residential installations or replacements. A lot of our business is referral work. We put a lot of work in the front end value and quality of installation and systems. You can find us on the web, airservicesHVAC.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just give us a call at 319-287-5858, and we'd love to hear from you.
When you want a dealer who has it all, you want Community Buick GMC. Our biggest selection, our lowest prices and payments, and our biggest savings. Plus, shopping for a vehicle online is easy as 1, 2, 3 with our shop, click, drive option. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery at Community Buick GMC in front of Lowe's in Waterloo, online at communitybuickgmc.com. GMC, we are professional grade, experience the new Buick.
Get the appliances you need right away at Lowe's. Explore the largest assortment of brands you trust, like Whirlpool, Samsung, LG, and A. O. Smith, in-store or online at the best values. Plus, take advantage of our everyday financing offers on top items from refrigerators and laundry pairs to water heaters. And there's more. Get your new appliances delivered or installed quickly at your convenience. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Subject to credit approval.
Where are you going to watch all the big games? Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls, the number one place to catch all the games and your favorite team. There's not a bad seat in the house as you view the game on one of their over 50 TVs. Plus, enjoy one of Pepper's famous mouth-watering appetizers, meals, and refreshments. All the top games are always on. Open daily at 11. Northeast Iowa's unique sports bar is Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls.
Go Sailors! If you're a Sailor fan, then you should be a booster. The Columbus Catholic Booster Club wants you. Be part of a positive organization that supports school spirit and helps our young people in all extracurricular activities. Become a booster member today and help the Sailors. Visit cvcatholic.org for more information. Proud to support our very involved students, the Columbus Catholic Booster Club.
Welcome back. We are coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub, our fantastic hosts all year long. This is the Coach's Huddle, final show of the season. Hey, want to thank Steve Plummer, the manager, and his all-star staff. Been just tremendous as always this entire year. They are so accommodating. Can't say enough good things about Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls. Joining us now, Waterloo Columbus head coach Brad Schmidt in his 10th year. And last Friday in the rain in a car wash, it's Columbus winning over South Hardin 19-6. And have you ever experienced anything like that before, playing in a game with the rain so hard?
Man, no. I had the rain gear on, and I had 2 inches of standing water in my shoes. It's a rookie mistake. I didn't bring a change of clothes after the game, but I didn't care. You know, we got it done and secured the home field for this week. But it literally downpoured from 6 p.m. till the end of the game. So it wasn't ideal conditions for playing football.
You win 19-6. Columbus does over South Hardin. You said the field was okay beforehand, but then it just turned into a swamp then, or?
Yeah, no, I mean, their field was in good shape. You know, I walked it before the game, and, it started coming down about 6 o'clock, and in pregame, I mean, it was coming down hard. It held up pretty good for the most part. There were certain spots that, you know, I mean, that were obviously more traveled during the game that got beat up. But, credit to their maintenance, whoever takes care of the field, because it was in good shape leading up to the game.
This is a stat I've never seen with you as the head coach at Columbus. No passing yards. You were only attempted 3 passes.
Yeah, it was one of those deals where, in pregame I'm watching us throw and crazy. You know, I mean, the receivers taking gloves off in pregame, and I told them before, I we 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 came to before we went to our team period there. And I said, hey, you know, how do you guys think you can affect the game tonight? And they said, we got to block. So I got to give those guys a great deal of credit for blocking on the perimeter. I mean, that's got to be tough going in knowing, you know, we're going to take the air out of it. You gotta make do with the conditions that are presented to you. But it was good to get the W.
All right, Brad's young daughter wanted to be part of the show just a moment ago.
Yeah.
Parker Chelton leads you 27 carries, 170 yards, a touchdown, and a ground-oriented attack, and you grind it out, beating South Hardin 19-6. Sailors 6-2. They finish 1A District 4, District 4, with a record of 4-1. And now you go into the playoffs as you secure the second seed in the district, get a home playoff game. You'll be hosting Pocahontas area coming into town. The Indians, they're 4-4, but they're playing better football at the end of the year. They won 3 of their last 4.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, western side of the state, I'm not very familiar with. I don't know. Obviously, Columbus has never played Pocahontas. I think it's up by Algona, maybe. You know,
South of Algona.
Okay, yeah.
South of Emmitsburg.
Go west on 20, and then north about 20, 25 miles-ish is where District 2, I believe. Mm-hmm. District 2 is the district that they reside in. And, watched them on film, and they do keep pretty simple offensively. They've run a couple different fronts defensively. I'm trying to think of their non-district opponents. They played a couple teams that like to throw it around a lot. So you know, should be a good matchup for us. We like, you know, I mean, the fact that we're at home, and I feel like the state did a good job of kind of throwing proximity out with. You know, the northeast side of the state here, northeast side kind of dribbling down into Highway 80, where I feel like a lot of the top 10 teams or, you know, some of the better teams are at. So, we're looking forward to going out. I mean, any playoff football, man, anytime you're at this stage in the season, it's ramped up a little bit, and we feel good about our team, and we like the matchup we got.
All right, first round of the playoffs. You've been on successful Sailor teams as a player, and you've coached Sailor teams that made good runs. What's the key come playoff time?
I think the key is the same regardless of whether you're playing in the playoffs or whether you're playing in week two. I mean, you got to take care of the football, and you got to tackle. You got to minimize the big play, which our defense has done a tremendous job of this year. And, you know, at the end of the day, like I said, the team that makes the fewest mistakes is going to win. You know, I mean, obviously week this week and then the weeks following this week, the margins get slimmer and slimmer and slimmer, where the cream rises to the top or it funnels towards the bottom, where you can't make mental mistakes. You got to minimize what you the mistakes you're making offensively, defensively, special teams. You got to be sound across the board, and I think that's what it comes down to, is ending each possession in a kick and making sure that you focus on the fundamentals and continuing to stress to your players that you do what you do that got us here.
Brad Schmidt is the head coach of Waterloo Columbus, our guest on the Coach's Huddle. How big an advantage does playing at home come playoff time?
Well, I think for us, you know, anytime you're playing at home, it's familiarity with, you know, the environment. It's familiarity with, you know, the pregame, the schedule leading up to the game, where we're going to be doing our walkthrough like we've done for the last X amount of years at the same time. The schedule is going to be, you know, the same as it always is. And, you know, we don't have to travel, you know, where our kids can show up to the facility at 4:30 and just kind of take a load off and relax and think about what they got to do, visualize what they have to do. So not only that, is that a positive, the fact that you got a home crowd, and you know, I think the weather's looking to be pretty solid for Friday. So hopefully, you know, everybody and their brother and mother and sister come out to the game on Friday mm-hmm. night and support the Sailors round 32.
Well, Brad Schmidt, our last question for you this year on the Coach's Huddle. You know, football is a huge commitment time-wise. You're away from your family. You have young children. You have a wife. What makes it worth it to you? What is your favorite thing about it?
I think my favorite thing about all this is that, you know, A, you see how much this means to the kids that you're coaching. You know, you look at the past teams and the impact that you have on their lives in the present time. You know, I mean, obviously I'm talking about past teams, so I'm talking about past times, but the amount of kids that have come back and, you know, they're still involved. We're still communicating, and they talk about the experiences they had as high school football players, you know, and I think back to my experience as a high school football player and how much this meant to me and the impact that it's had on my life moving forward. And then you come full circle and I look at my kids who are now at the age where they kind of understand what's going on. And obviously, like you said, it affects them. You know, if coaching high school football or coaching any sport, you know, it requires a great deal of time if you want to do it at a high level. And the sacrifices that I make, my wife makes, you know, my kids, you know, are secondhand in that respect. You know, it's bigger than me. It's bigger than, you know, just the team that we got right now. It's bigger than the parents. It's bigger than everybody. It's you know, what we're doing as a program, what we're doing as a community, the people that are buying in, and you know, seeing the support that we have, not only from people from within the community, but people from outside of the community, guys I played with, guys that, you know, played 20 years ago, guys that played 30 years ago, guys that played 5 years ago. I mean, it reaches a whole multitude of people that, you know, still care about Sailor football. And to me, you know, it's very important that we put a quality product out there and we give these kids the best possible experience that they can have.
Well said. Thank you so much for your help all season long, Brad Schmidt. Good luck Friday against Pocahontas in the first round of the Class 1A playoffs.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it, man.
Brad Schmidt, longtime coach for Waterloo Columbus. Nice enough to join us here all season long here on the Coach's Huddle. Hey, this again is our final show. Big shout out to our wonderful sponsors all season long, Community Buick, GMC, Brad McCunniff, State Farm Insurance, Clark & Associates, Prosthetics and Orthotics, Air Services, Heating and Cooling, the Waterloo Columbus Booster Club, Greenwood Pharmacy, Bill Caldwell Ford, and again, Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub, our great hosts throughout the year here on the Coach's Huddle. Here's where the Metro teams are at on Friday. Cedar Falls on the road. They'll be playing at Davenport West. Tigers 5-3. Davenport West 5-3. You can hear that game on Cruisin' KCFI, 1250 AM, 105.1 FM. Also, Waterloo East on the road at Decorah in 4A District 2 action. Waterloo West will be trying to finish with their first winning season since 2017. They host Ottumwa at Memorial Stadium. And Waterloo Columbus, as we just heard from Coach Schmidt, they'll be at home. They have a playoff game against Pocahontas area. All right, now we'll do it for the Coach's Huddle for this year. Big shout out to Angela Sturm, our engineer throughout the year on the back at the Fan Studios. Wonderful job, Angela. Appreciate your help all season long. So we'll be back, of course, next fall. I'm Mark Simpson, and you've been listening to the Coach's Huddle live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub on 1650 The Fan.